Atimirandasya Inanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Hena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, Srila Acharya Dev, Ki Jai. Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. Namam Ishvaram Satchit Anandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashorabiyolukaladavamanam Param Ristamatyantato Drutugopya Rudantamuhur Netra Yugmam Rajantam Karam bhojo yukmena shatanka netram Muhu swasa kampati rekanka kanta Stita graivam damo daram bhakti badam Iti driksvalila birananda kunde Swagosham nima jantam akyapayantam Tadi e shita geshu bhaktar jitatvam Puna prematastam sata vritti vande Varam deva moksham na moksha vadimva Na chanyam prineham varishadapiha Idam teva purnata gopala balam Sada me manasya virastam kimanyai Idam te mukambojam atyanta nilair Vittam kuntalai snigda raktaischa gopya Muhus chumbitam bimba raktadaram me Manasya virastam malam lakshalabhai Namo Deva Damo Dararanta Vishno Prasida Prabodhuka Jalabdi Magnam Kripa Dristi Vristyati Dinam Batanu Grihanesha Mamagyam Edyakshidrishya Kuviratma Jobadda Murtyai Vyadvat Tvaya mochito bhakti bhajo krito cha Tata prema bhaktim svakam me prayacha Namokshe graho me stidamo doreha Namaste stu damne spura dipti damne Tvadiho dorayata vishvasya damne Namo Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyayai Namo Nantalilaya Devaya Tubhyam Namam Ishvaram Satchiranandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Biyoluka Ladavamanam Param Rishnamatyantato Drutugopya. Purushottam Prabhu, can you read the first two translations?
Dhanavad. Translation. To the supreme controller who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose listening earrings swing to and fro, and who manifests himself in Gokul, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yashoda, but was ultimately caught. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick, and as Mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes, he shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To this Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances.
And then Shamsundar, would you like to read the next two?
Thank you, Dandavats. Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who were attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayan in Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord Damodar, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind, O Lord. I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart.
Kushum Devi, would you like to read the next two?
Yes, Maharaj. Dandavat.
Dandavat.
O Lord, the cheek of a blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruit due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind. O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow, and I'm almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy on me, uplift me, and protect me with your nectarian vision.
Right. And then, Jadu Krishna, would you like to read the last two?
Thank you, Maharaj. O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kubera, Manarive, and Malukvar, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in this same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence. O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which is bound by a rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani and to your unlimited pastimes.
All right, thank you, Prabhu. So now we go to our reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita for tonight. Let's see. Manjalila 2185, the opulence and sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna. Jai Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Kona Brahmanda Shatakoti, Kona Lakshakoti, Kona Niyutta Koti, Kona Koti Koti. Some of the universes are 1 billion yojanas in diameter, some 1 trillion, some 10 trillion, and some 100 trillion yojanas. Thus, they are almost unlimited in area. Airport, a yojana equals 8 miles. Of course, the Lord is explaining Brahma, who has 4 heads. That there are many Brahmas and many universes that they are in charge of, each of different size, and according to the size, According to the size, they'll have a similar number of heads. This multiverse theory is just coming out among the scientists these days. And this was known in the ancient literature, Vedic literature, thousands of years before. And with more details than the present scientists have absolutely no understanding of what those other multiverses might be like. And here, some, even the size of them is given. Of course, the size is all very indicative of what the modern people understand. Our universe is 4 billion. I think it's 4 billion yojanas. If a yojana is 8 miles, then that means 32 billion miles across. So the modern people measure it in terms of light years. It's at least 32 billion light years across, which is a very big number in miles. But it's more than that. They consider it about 5 times bigger than that. 100 or 150 million light years, billion light years across. Anyhow, Brahmanrupa Brahmara Sharida Vadana Erupa Paliyami Brahmandaragana. According to the size of the universe, there are so many heads on the body of Brahma. In this way, I maintain innumerable universes or Brahmandas. Eka paravi bhuti ihara nahi parimana. Tri paravi bhuti vibhuti ra keva kare parinama. No one can measure the length in 1/4 of my energy manifested in the material world. Who then can measure the 3/4 that is manifested in the spiritual world? Tasyak pare paravyoma tripadbhutam sanatanam amritam shashvatam nityam anantam aparamam padam. Beyond the river Viraja is the spiritual nature, which is indestructible, eternal, inexhaustible, and unlimited. It is the supreme abode consisting of 3/4 of the Lord's opulences. It is known as Paravyom, the spiritual sky. Purport: this verse is from the Padma Purana, quoted here by Lord Krishna. Tabe Krishna Brahmare Dilena Vidaya Krishner Vibhuti Swarupa Janana Nayaya. In this way, Lord Krishna bade farewell to the four-headed Brahma of this universe. We may thus understand that no one can calculate the extent of Krishna's energies. Trayadishvara sabdera artha gudha arahoya tri sabde krishnera tina loka koya. There is a very deep meaning in the word Trayadishvara, which indicates that Krishna possesses 3 different lokas or natures. The word Trayadishvara means the proprietor of the 3 worlds. There are 3 worlds, and Krishna is the supreme proprietor of them all. This is explained by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 5:29. Bhaktaram jagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram Suridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shantam richati. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. The word Sarvaloka means all 3 worlds, and the word Maheshwara means the supreme proprietor. Krishna is the proprietor of both the material and spiritual world. The spiritual world is divided into two portions, Goloka Vrindavan and the Vaikunthas. The material world is a combination of universes, unlimited in number. Unlimited in number. Infinite number of multiverses, universes. And that is only one quarter of the total manifestation of the Lord's energy. Golokakya Gokula Matura Dvara Dvati Aetino Loke Krishna Sajje Sahaje Nityastiti. The three lokas are Goloka, Gokula, Goloka, or Matura and Dwarka. Krishna lives eternally in these three places. Report. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that in the Goloka planet there are three divisions, Gokula, Mathura, and Dwarka. His incarnation as Gaurasundar, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord conducts his pastimes in three areas, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, and South India, and Rajamandal, the area of Vrindavan Dham. Antaranga Purnaishwarya Purnatina Dhamma Tinara Adishwara Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. The three places are full of internal potencies, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is their sole proprietor. Purva Ukta Brahmandera Yata Dikpala Ananta Vaikunta Varana Chiralokapala Tan Sabaramukta Krishna Parapita Age Dandavat Kale Taramani Pite Lage. As previously, the jewels on the helmets of all the predominating deities of the universes and Vaikuntha planets touched the throne and the lotus feet of the Lord when those deities all offered obeisances. Mani pite teka teki ute janjani pitera stuti kare mukta hena anumani. When the gems on the helmets of all the predominating deities collided before the throne and the Lord's lotus feet, there was a jingling sound which seemed like prayers offered by the helmets at Krishna's lotus feet. And Nija Chich Chakti Krishna Nitya Vrajamana Chich Shakti Sampatira Sad Aishwarya Nama. Krishna is thus situated eternally in his spiritual potency. And the opulence of that spiritual potency is called Sad Aishwarya, indicating six kinds of opulences. Say Svarajya Lakshmi Kare Nitya Purnakama Ateva Vedikahe Swayam Bhagavan. Because he possesses the spiritual potencies which fulfill all his desires, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of God. And this is the Vedic version. Krishnara Aishwarya Apara Amritara Sindhu Avaga Kahite Nare Tara Chuilan Ekabindu. The unlimited potencies of Krishna are just like an ocean of nectar. Since one cannot bathe within that ocean, I have only touched a drop of it. Aishwarya kahite prabhura Krishna spurti haila madhurye majila mana eka shloka padila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing the opulence and spiritual potencies of Krishna in this way. There was an awakening of love of Krishna within him. His mind became immersed in the sweetness of conjugal love, and he quoted the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Yanmartya lilopaikam svayoga Maya Balam Darshaya Taghitam Vishmapanam Svasya Cha Sobhagar Gadehe Parampanam Bhushana Bhushananganam Bhushananangam. To exhibit the strength of his own spiritual potency, Lord Krishna manifested a form just suitable for his pastimes in the material world. This form was wonderful even for him and was the supreme abode of the wealth of good fortune. Its limbs are so beautiful that they increase the beauty of the ornaments worn on different parts of his body. Purport. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.12. It's stated in a conversation between Vidura and Uddhava. Uddhava thus begins his description of the pastimes of Sri Krishna in his form exhibited by Yogamaya. Krishnariyateka kela sarvottama naralila naravaputahara svarupa angopavesha venukara navakikshura natavara naralilara hoya anurupa. Lord Krishna has many pastimes, of which his pastimes as a human being are the best. His form as a human being is his supreme transcendental form. In this form, he is a coward boy. He carries a flute in his hand. Is new. He is also an expert dancer. All this is just suitable for his pastimes as a human being. Krishna Rama Dura Rupa Shuna Sanatana Yerupera Ekakana Dubaya Sabatribhuvana Sarva Pranikari Arkashana. My dear Sanatan, the sweet, attractive, transcendental form of Krishna is so nice. Just try to understand it. Even a fractional understanding of Krishna's beauty can merge all three worlds in the ocean of love. He attracts all living entities within the three worlds. Yogamaya chit shakti vishuddha sattva parinati dara shakti loke dekaite erupa ratana bhakta kanera guru dana prakata kaila nitya lila hoite. The transcendental form of Krishna is shown to the world by Lord Krishna's internal spiritual energy, which is a transformation of pure goodness. This jewel-like form is the most confidential treasure of the devotees. This form is manifested from Krishna's eternal pastimes. Rupa deki apanara krishnera hoyala chamatkara ashvadite mani ute kama svasubhagya yandranam sundarya sundaryadi guna grama Erupa Nityataradama. The wonderful form of Krishna in his personal feature is so great that it attracts even Krishna to taste his own association. Indeed, Krishna becomes very eager to taste it. Total beauty, knowledge, wealth, strength, fame, and renunciation are the six opulences of Krishna. He is eternally situated in his opulences. Purport. Krishna has many pastimes, of which his pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, the Gokul Lila, are supreme. Of course, you know the difference between Goloka and Gokul. And Goloka means the transcendental world, and Gokul means the transcendental world in this mundane plane, the plane of where Vrindavan is located geographically on the earth. Of course, they're both equally of the same transcendental nature. But one appears in the spiritual sky, one in the material, apparently within the material world. So he also has pastimes in the Vaikunthas, the spiritual world, as Vasudeva, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. In his pastimes in the spiritual sky, he lies down on the causal ocean, as Karana Navasaya, the Purushavatar, His incarnation as a fish, tortoise, and so on are called his causal incarnations. He incarnates in the modes of nature as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu. He also incarnates as empowered living entities like Prithu and Vyasa. The Supersoul is his localized incarnation, and his all-pervasive aspect is the impersonal Brahman. When we consider impartially all the unlimited pastimes of the Lord, we find that his pastimes as a human being on this planet, wherein he sports as a coward boy with a flute in his hands and appears youthful and fresh like a ballet dancer, are pastimes and features that are never subjected to material laws and inebrieties. The wonderful beauty of Krishna is presented in the supreme planet, Gokul, Goloka Vrindavan, inferior to that is his representation in the spiritual sky, and inferior to that is representation in the external energy, Devidam. A mere drop of Krishna's sweetness can drown these three worlds, Goloka Vrindavan, Haridam, Vaikuntalok, and Devidam, the material world. Everywhere, Krishna's beauty merges everyone in the ecstasy of transcendental bliss. Actually, the activities of Yogamaya are absent in the spiritual sky and the Vaikuntha planets. She simply works in the supreme planet, Goloka Vrindavan, and she works to manifest the activities of Krishna when he descends to the material universe to please his innumerable devotees within the material world. Thus, a replica of the Goloka Vrindavan planet and the pastimes there is manifested on this planet on a specific tract of land, Boma Vrindavan, the Vrindavan Dham on this planet. Bhushanara Bhushananga Tahe Lalita Tribanga Tahara Apara Brudhanu Nartana Terache Netranta Bandha Tara Dritha Sandana Vindhe Radha Gopi Ganamana. Ornaments caress that body, but the transcendental body of Krishna is so beautiful that it beautifies the ornaments he wears. Therefore, Krishna's body is said to be the ornament of ornaments. Enhancing the wonderful beauty of Krishna is his three-curved style of standing. Above all these beautiful features, Krishna's eyes dance and move obliquely, acting like arrows to pierce the minds of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. When the arrow succeeds in hitting its targets, their minds become agitated. Ramando pare paravyoma tahanye svarupagana tansabara bhale harevana pati vratta shiromani yandre kahe vedavani akshar akshare he lakshmi gana. The beauty of Krishna's body is so attractive that it attracts not only the demigods and other living entities within this material world, but the personalities of the spiritual sky as well, including the Narayans, who are expansions of Krishna's personality. The minds of the Narayans are thus attracted by the beauty of Krishna's body. In addition, the goddess of fortune, or Lakshmis, who are the wives of the Narayans, and are the women described in the Vedas as most chaste, are also attracted by the wonderful beauty of Chadi Gopi Manurate Manmatera Manamate Namadare Bhadana Mohana Njini Prachasara Darpa Swayam Navakadarpa Rasa Kari Lhana Gopi Ganam. Favoring the gopis, Krishna rides on the chariots of their minds, and just to receive loving service from them, he attracts their minds like Cupid. Therefore, he is also called Bhadan Mohan, the attractor of Cupid. Cupid has five arrows representing form, taste, smell, sound, and touch. Krishna is the owner of these five arrows, and with his Cupid-like beauty, he conquers the minds of the gopis, though they are very proud of their super excellent beauty. Becoming Cupid, Krishna attracts their minds and engages in the rasa dance. Nija sama shaka sange gogana charana range Vrindavane swachanda vihara 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 Yanraveno dvane suni stavara jangama prani Pulaka kampa ashu vahidara. When Lord Krishna wanders in the forest of Vrindavan with his friends on an equal level, there are innumerable cows grazing. This is another of the Lord's blissful enjoyments. When he plays on his flute, all living entities, including trees, plants, animals, and human beings, tremble and are saturated with jubilation. Tears flow constantly from their eyes. Mukta Hari Bhakta Pranti Indra Danu Pinchatati Pitambar Vijuri Sanshara Krishna Nava Jaladara Jagat Sasya Upara Varishaye Lilamrita Dara. Krishna wears a pearl necklace that appears like a chain of white ducks around his neck. The peacock feather in his hair appears like a rainbow, and his yellow garments appear like lightning in the sky. Krishna appears like a new cloud, and the gopis appear like newly grown grains in the field. Constant rains of nectarian pastimes fall upon these newly grown grains, and it seems that the gopis are receiving beams of life from Krishna, exactly as grains receive life from the rains. Purushottam Prabhu, would you like to read?
Thank you so much. माधुर्य भगवत्ता सार ब्रजे कोइल प्रचार तहा सुख व्यासेर नंदन स्थाने स्थाने भागवते बुर्निया छे जनाइते तहा सुनी माते भक्त गण. The supreme personality of Godhead Krishna is full in all six opulences, including his attractive beauty, which engages him in conjugal love with the gopis. Such sweetness is the quintessence of his qualities. Sukhdev Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, has described these pastimes of Krishna throughout Bhagavatam. Hearing the descriptions, the devotees become mad with love of Godhead. Kohite Krishna Rose, Shluka Pode, Prema Vishe, Prime Sanatana Hat Dhuri, Gopi Bhaggo Krishna Guno Je Purilo Varnano, Bhava Vishe Mathura Nagari. Just as the women of Mathura ecstatically describe the fortune of gopis of Vrindavan and the transcendental qualities of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the different mellows of Krishna and become overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Grasping the hand of Sanatana Goswami, he recited the following verse. Gopyas tapaha kimacharam jad amusya rupam Lavanya saram asamodvam ananya siddham Drigvihi pivanti anusavabhinavam durapam ekantadhama jashashah sriya ishvarasya. What austerities must the gopis have performed? With their eyes they always drink the nectar of the form of Lord Krishna, which is the essence of loveliness and is not to be equaled or surpassed. That loveliness is the only abode of beauty, fame and opulence. It is self-perfect, ever fresh and unique. Purport. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.44.14 was spoken by the women of Mathura when they saw Krishna in the wrestling arena. Tarunyamrita paravara tarango lavanyasar tateshya varto bhavot gamo vamshidhani chakravat nairaman trinapat tahaduvayna hai udgamo. The bodily beauty of Sri Krishna is like a wave in the ocean of eternal youth. In that ocean is the whirlpool of the awakening of ecstatic love. The vibration of Krishna's flute is like a whirlwind, and the flickering minds of the gopis are like straws and dry leaves. After they fall down in the whirlwind, they never rise again but remain eternally at the lotus feet of Krishna. Sokihe kantapo koilo gopigon Krishna rup samadhuri pibi pibi netro hori slaghya kore janmatanuman. O my dear friend, what severe austerities have the gopis performed to drink his transcendental beauty and sweetness through their eyes in complete fulfillment. Thus they glorify their births, bodies and minds. Je madhuriro uddhavana nahijar saman parabhyame sarupira gane jehun sabhavatari parabhyam abhi adhikari e madhurjo nahi narayane. The sweetness of Krishna's beauty enjoyed by the gopis is unparalleled. Nothing is equal to or greater than such ecstatic sweetness. Even the predominating deities of the Vaikuntha planets, the Narayanas, do not possess such sweetness. Indeed, none of the incarnations of Krishna up to Narayan possess such transcendental beauty. Tate shakshi shairoma narayoner priyotama pativrata gane rupasya tiho je madhurjo lobhe chhadi sob kam bhoge vrata kori korila tapasya. The vivid evidence in this regard that the dearmost consort of Narayan, the goddess of fortune who is worshipped by all chaste women, gave up everything in her desire to enjoy Krishna, being captivated by his unparalleled sweetness. Thus, she took a great vow and underwent severe austerities. Seito madhurjo sar onno siddhi nahitar tiho madhurjadi gunokhani ar sab prakashe tar datta gunabhase jahajato prakashe karjo jani. The quintessence of Krishna's sweet bodily luster is so perfect that there is no perfection above it. He is the immutable mind of all transcendental qualities. In his other manifestations and personal expansions, there is only a partial exhibition of such qualities. All his personal expansions in this way. Gopi bhava darpano nava nava kshane shana tarage krishnero madhurjo dohe kore hula hudi bade mukha nahimudi nava nava duharo prachurjo. Both the gopis and Krishna are complete. The gopis' ecstatic love is like a mirror that becomes newer and newer at every moment and reflects Krishna's bodily luster and sweetness. Thus, competition increases, since neither give up their pastimes become newer and newer, and both sides constantly increase. Karma tapa yoga jnana vidhi bhakti japa dhyana iha haite madhurjo durlabha kevalo je raga marge bhaje krishne anurage tare krishna madhurjo sulabha. The transcendental mellows generated from the dealings between the gopis and Krishna cannot be tested by means of fruitive activity, yogic austerities, speculative knowledge, regularly devotional service, mantra yoga or meditation. The sweetness can be tested only through the spontaneous love of liberated persons who chant the holy names with great ecstatic love. Sei rupa brajashraya aishwarya madhurjamaya divya guno gana ratnalaya anena vaibhava satta krishna datta bhagavatta krishna sarvamsi sarvasraya. Such ecstatic transactions between Krishna and the gopis are possible only in Vrindavan, which is full of the opulences of transcendental love. The form of Krishna is the original source of all transcendental qualities. It is like a mine of gems. The opulences belonging to all the personal expansions of Krishna are to be understood, to be bestowed by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the original source and shelter of everyone. Shri Lajja Daya Kirti Dhorjo Vaisharadimati Eishava Krishna Pratishthita Sushila Mridu Badanna Krishna Shamanahi Anna Krishna kare jagate rohito. Beauty, humility, mercy, merit, patience, and expert intelligence are all manifested in Krishna. But besides these, Krishna has other qualities like good behavior, mindless, and magnanimity. He also performs welfare activities for the whole world. All these qualities are not visible in expansions like purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that the qualities of beauty, humility, mercy, merit, patience, and expert intelligence are brilliant qualities. And when they are exhibited in the person of Narayan, one should know that they are bestowed upon Narayan by Krishna. Good behavior, mildness, and magnanimity are found only in Krishna. Only Krishna performs welfare activities for the whole world. Krishna dekhi nana jano koilo nimesha nindana braje vidhi ninde gopi gana sei sab shloka padi mahu artha kori sukhe madhurya kore aswadana. After seeing Krishna, various people criticize the blinking of their eyes. In Vrindavan especially, all the gopis criticize Lord Brahma because of this defect in the eyes. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam and explained them vividly, thus enjoying the taste of transcendental sweetness with great happiness. Jasyananam makara kundala charukarna prajat kapul subhagam savilasahasam nityotsavam satatripur drishibhihi pivantyo narjunarascha muritaha kupita nimescha. All men and women are accustomed to enjoying the beauty of the shining face of Lord Krishna, as well as his shark-shaped earrings swinging on his ears. His beautiful features, his cheeks, and his playful smiles all combine to form a constant festival for the eyes, and the blinking of the eyes became obstacles that impeded one from seeing that beauty. For this reason, men and women became very angry at the Creator, Lord Brahma. Purport. This verse is Srimad Bhagavatam 9:24-65. Atati jat bhavan ahani kananam trutir jugayate tvam apasyatam kutilakuntalam srimukham chate jadavdikshatam pakshma kridrisham. O Krishna, when you go to the forest during the day and we do not see your sweet face, which is surrounded by beautiful curly hair, half a second becomes as long as the entire age for us. And we consider the Creator who has put eyelids on the eyes we use for seeing you to be simply a fool. Purport. This verse is spoken by the gopis in Srimad Bhagavatam 10:31-15. कामगायत्री मंत्र रूप हय कृष्णेर स्वरूप सार्ध 24 अक्षर तार हय से अक्षर चंद्र हय कृष्णे कुरी उदय त्रिजगत कोइल काममय. कृष्ण द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड इज आइडेंटिकल विद द वैदिक हिम नोन एज द गायत्री व्हिच इज कंपोज ऑफ 24 एंड हाफ सिलेबल्स. दोस सिलेबल्स आर कंपेयर्ड टू मोर अराइज इन कृष्ण. Thus all three worlds are filled with desire. Sukhihe Krishna Mukha Dvijaraj Raj Krishna Vapu Singhasane Vasirajya Sashane Kare Sangha Chandrera Samaj. The face of Krishna is the king of all moons and the body of Krishna is a throne. Thus the king governs a society of moons. Purport. Krishna's face is considered the king of moons, and his body is considered the moon. All other Chandras, moons, are considered to be subordinate moons. His left cheek is a moon, his right cheek is a moon, his forehead is considered a half moon, and the spot of sandalwood pulp on his forehead is considered a moon, and his fingernails and toenails are also different moons. Dui gondo chikkana jini mani sudarpana Sei dui purna chandra jani lalate astami indu tahate chandana bindu sei eka purna chandra mani. Krishna has two cheeks that shine like glowing gems. Both are considered full moons. His forehead is considered a half moon, and the spot of sandalwood there is considered a full moon. Karo mukha chandiro hat vamshi upar kare nat tar gita murali ratan padanakha chandragana tale kare nartana nupurero dhuni jargan. The fingernails are many full moons, and they dance on the flute of his hands. Their song is the melody of that flute. His toenails are also many full moons, and they dance on the ground. Their song is the jingling of his ankle wheels. Nache makura kundala netro lila kamala vilasi raja satat nachai bhru dhanu netro baan dvikaan nari mano lakshya vindhetai. Krishna's face is the enjoyer king. That full moon makes his shark-shaped earrings and lotus eyes dance. His eyebrows are like bows, and his eyes are like arrows. His ears are fixed on the string of that bow, and when his eyes spread to his ears, he pierces the hearts of the gopis. Ei chandero bodo nat, vasari chandero hat, vinimule vilai nijam dito. Kaho smito jyotsnamrite kahare adharamrite shavalok kare apyayito. The dancing features of his face surpass all other full moons and expand the marketplace of full moons. Although priceless, the nectar of Krishna's face is to everyone. Some purchase the moon rays of his sweet smiles, and other purchase the nectar of his lips. Thus, he pleases everyone. Vipula vipulaya taruna madana madaghurnana mantri jarei dvina yana laarni sadana jananitra sayana sukhamaya govinda vadana. Krishna has two ladies, wide displayed eyes. These are ministers of the king, and they subdue the pride of Cupid, who also has beautiful eyes. That face of Govinda, which is full of happiness, is the home of the pastimes of beauty, and it is very pleasing to everyone's eyes. Jar punna punja phale simukha darshana mile dui aankhi ki koribe pane dvi guna bade drishna lobha pite nare manaha kshobha. If by devotional service one gets the results of pious activities and sees Lord Krishna's face, what can he relish with only two eyes? His greed and thirst increase twofold by seeing the nectarian face of Krishna. Due to his inability to sufficiently drink that nectar, he becomes very unhappy and criticizes the Creator for not having given them more than two eyes. Na dileko lakho koti sabe dila aankhi duti tate dila nimisho achhadano vidhi jodo tapodhano raso sarmano nahi jane yoggo srijano. When the onlooker of Krishna's face becomes dissatisfied in this way, he thinks, why didn't the Creator give me thousands and millions of eyes? Why he has given me only two? Even these two eyes are disturbed by blame, which keeps me from continuously seeing Krishna's face. Thus, one accuses the Creator of being dry and tasteless due to engaging in severe austerities. The Creator is only a dry manufacturer. He does not know how to create and set things in their proper places. Je dekhi ve Krishna na, je dekhi ve Krishna na na, tar kare dinayana vidhi hoiya hai no bichar mor jodi bol dhare koti aankhi tare kare tabe jani yoggo srishtitar. The Creator says, let those who will see Krishna's beautiful face have two eyes. Just see the lack of consideration exhibited by this person posing as a creator. If the creator took my advice, he would give millions of eyes to the person who intends to see Krishna's face. If the creator will accept this advice, then I would say that he is competent in his work. Krishnanga madhurja sindhu sumadura muha indu ati madhusmita sukirane etino lagilo mano lobhe kore asvadana sloka pade swahasta chalane. The transcendental form of Lord Krishna is compassion, a particularly extraordinary vision, and an even more extraordinary vision is his smile, which is sweeter than sweet and is like shining beams of moonlight. While speaking of these things, Visvanatha Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began for one thing for another. Moving his hands in ecstasy, he recited a verse. Maduram maduram vapurasya vibhor maduram maduram vadanam maduram madugandhi madusmitam etadaho maduram 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 maduram. O my Lord, the transcendental body of Krishna is very sweet, and his face is even sweeter than his body, but his soft smile, which has the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. This verse is quoted purport. This verse is quoted from Krishna Karanamrita 92 by Bilomangala Thakur. Sanatano Krishna Madhurjo Amritero Sindho Mano Sannipati Sabapite Moti Durdeva Vaidona De Ekabindu. My dear Sanatan, the sweetness of Krishna's personality is just like an ocean of ambrosia. Although my mind is now afflicted by convulsive diseases and I wish to drink that entire ocean, the repressive physician does not allow me to drink even one drop. Purport. When there is a combination of kapha, pitta and vayu, the three bodily elements, there occurs sannipati, or a convulsive disease. Lord Chaitanya said, this disease of mine is caused by the personal features of Lord Krishna. The three elements are the beauty of Krishna's body, the beauty of his face, and the beauty of his smile. Stricken by these three beauties, my mind goes into convulsions. It wishes to drink the ocean of Krishna's beauty, but because I am undergoing convulsions, my physician, who is Krishna himself, does not even allow me to take a drop of water from that ocean. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ecstatic in this way, because he was presenting himself in the mood of the gopis. The gopis wanted to drink the ocean of sweetness arising from the bodily features of Krishna. But Krishna did not allow them to come near. Consequently, their desire to meet Krishna increased. And being unable to drink the ambrosia of Krishna's bodily features, they became very unhappy. Krishnango lavanatura madhura vaite sumadhura tate jai mukha sudakara madhura vaite sumadhura taha vaite sumadhura tar jai smita jatsna bhara. Krishna's body is a city of attractive features and it is sweeter than sweet. His face is like the moon, is sweeter still, and the supremely sweet gentle smile on that moon-like face is the like rays of moonshine. And the supremely sweet, gentle smile on that moon-like face is like rays of moonshine. Purport. The smile of on Krishna's face, which is just like the smiling moon, generates greater and greater happiness for the gopis.
Hi, thank you, Prabhu.
Dandavas Maharaj.
And what? All right. So, Maharaj went to Navadvip for the festival there.
Yes, Maharaj. I just called him. He was on a parikrama.
Parikrama, okay. And Sthirtha Maharaj is there also.
Yes, Maharaj.
All right, very good. So tomorrow is the appearance day.
Of Guru Maharaj.
Huh?
Tomorrow's Shri Siddhar Maharaj?
What's that?
Of Shri Siddhar Maharaj?
Yes, appearance day of Shri Siddhar Maharaj. You can all remember Shri Guru Maharaj in your prayers and in your thoughts tomorrow. It's today for you, right?
21st, yes, Maharaj.
Today for you. You're having a program there in Dum Dum?
Yes, some prasadam, special prasadam.
Okay. Where is Acharya Maharaj? Will he be there?
No, he will not come here. He is in his place.
All right.
And
Mahananda Prabhu isn't coming? He can't come here?
No, because of that problem, he will not come, I think.
All right. Any other? Have the devotees have come?
I mean, in Dum Dum Park?
Any Western guests come there for the festival?
Yes, Maharaj, many Western devotees. I saw yesterday one Australian, Mataji came. Then before that, one lady from California, she came. And also, Maharaj, many other devotees have been. One Hasya Priya Prabhu has come. And then before that, there was one devotee from New Zealand, Purna Brahma Prabhu. For the first time, he came to India, Maharaj.
Okay.
So many devotees, Maharaj.
That's nice. All right, Prabhu. My dandavats to all. If you like, you can say Hare Krishna to one another.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Evo, dandavat.
Hare Krishna, dandavat.
Dandavat, Hare Krishna.
Jai Shri Pad, Bhakti Madhavi Maharaj.
Jai, 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 Jai,